This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Here we go. It all begins today. It is Thursday, March 20th. The date is irrelevant, but the day is not. Your tournament, your brackets, they all go live today. No more excuses. You're out of them. Quit pondering who you're going to take to the Final Four. Just do it.
You're an expert by now.
Yeah. Figure it out.
You've got this.
You know more than the next guy that knows more about what he thinks you know right now. Today is tomorrow.
One of the best days in sports, baby.
It is.
One of the best 3 or 4 days.
The best. One of the best weekends.
Yep.
Because it doesn't stop.
Nope.
And obviously, gosh, these headphones suck. Like the cord, like you can't hear anything. The cord,
yeah, it's happening.
These are the worst.
It's like the ports.
One of the worst purchases I've ever bought in my entire life are these effing headphones. You have to like get it just right. You have to like find that spot, and you're never going to find it. You might get lucky for like 4 seconds, and then you'll lose it. Like everything else.
Yep.
There it is. There. No.
No. Sorry. And it's gone. Yeah, never mind.
And then it's to the point where it's like, just stop.
It's over. Be done.
Nice try.
Well, you can.
These are so annoying.
You can get some new headphones because of that bet that you.
Oh yeah, you're a funny guy. Yeah,
it's just a segue.
It's not really how. Literally the worst. This is the worst.
Is it coming in and out of the audio?
I literally cannot hear a thing.
It's the worst. No, that's very frustrating.
And everybody at the station has these freaking headphones. Do they do it to you too?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the port or the headphones, but yeah.
Yeah, like it's terrible.
It's constant. I'll walk over there and be like,
and it's like, what'd you say?
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Exactly.
I didn't. It's not that I'm not listening.
I'm
trying. I really can't hear. Like I'm literally 2 minutes and 23 seconds into the show, and I'm trying to find the M spot for this mic, these headphones, the H spot. You ain't gonna find it. By the time I use, like, my hand's gonna be tired.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
And then it's gonna be like, all right, I'm sorry. I'll do some research. I'm over it.
I'll do some.
I'm gonna go get some cookies and milk. Maybe that'll do it. Cause you're not. Just work on it. I'll just. Just so annoyed. I literally can't hear an effing thing.
The research thing. We've all been there.
Yeah, researching it. How to like get there. Oh, for sure.
We've all been there.
Practice on a peach. Yeah. And remember, fellas, practice makes perfect.
No, it doesn't.
Because what you're describing, I seriously believe, does not exist. Not even Indiana Jones can find it. Brutal segue there because, man, nothing gets you. And again, I know how, like, nobody cares about your betting. Like, I understand that. Like, I'm not here to tell you, like, here's what happened to me last night. When I actually go say, here's what happened to me last night.
But it was brutal.
It kind of was.
It's worth discussing.
Because, like, sometimes I don't really necessarily understand if, like, because you know how, like, sometimes you have that one guy who bets, of course it doesn't hit. And, like, dude, you're just biased. You really want your bet to hit. But last night, you know, because I try to, like, preempt myself, you know, for the tournament to kind of understand, like, what am I looking forward in? Like, what bets do I like? I don't necessarily bet anything prop-wise unless it's somebody that I know or that I've, like, followed, like, today Missouri and Kansas will play. So I'll have, like, a prop bet on, like, Caleb Grill if they'll allow it. Now,
yeah, come on.
Luckily, they haven't the last couple games, and he's been absolutely trash. So he's got to figure something out. And again, we will dive into all things madness today because that is the day.
That's it.
And if someone's like, dude, can you please talk about like the Sky Moore video yesterday? No.
Never.
No. It's cringe. He looks like he's ready to go. Yeah, his leg work has always been great. Yep. It's his hand work and his mind work. But no, it is a huge day in college basketball, sports, and all that sort of stuff because last night, right, we had another two rounds of play-in games. And I take Mount St. Mary or whatever the hell that school was.
Yep.
Great uniforms.
They were great. Yeah.
And they were 2.5-point dogs. So I took that.
Versus American,
you know? And the over-under in the game was like 129.5. And I'm like, anything under 130, so rule of thumb, anything under 130, I always take the
You're
over.
You're popping over. Okay.
Anything over 165, I tend to take the under. So if you want some strategy that I like to have during March Madness, I like the under if it's 165 or 165.5 under. Because, I mean, think about it, right? If it's 170, they've got to score 75 points each. That's a lot of points. I mean, that's still one. That's only one. What? That's only 150? 75, 75. That's only 150.
Yeah. Yep.
Like they have to go beyond that. They got to go 80-80. Or, for instance, another bet that I like, depending on what the 1 versus 16 is, not the spread, because it'll always be like 23.5, 31.5, like when Auburn plays whoever, take the over in that situation. Because that over-under, and I don't know what it is, we'll look at them today, but let's say the over-under in the Duke versus which play-in team they play, let's say that game is like 156.5. Duke's going to score 95.
So you're like, okay, can the other team
score 60? That's still a 35-point win. They cover the spread, and they go. So anyways, let's get to the bet. Okay, I don't know why Siri's going on, but didn't even say Siri, but she's here.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Good morning.
So last night, take Mount St. Mary, take them plus 2.5, and I take the over of 129.5.
Yep.
That gets hammered, right? There was like 80 points combined at halftime. So we hit that two-leg of a four-leg parlay because we have the evening showing going on.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
So the evening, I take the over in Texas versus
Xavier,
and it's 151.5. I do a tad bit of research. I go to Score Mobile. Anybody can do this. I go to Team Stats. Texas averaging 80.8 in the SEC. Okay. Xavier, averaging like 79 point whatever. Okay, these guys could easily get to 150. Let's do it. Over easily hits. The other bet I had was Texas plus 3.5. I don't know if you watched this game. Texas led the entire game.
Whole game.
Texas was up 13 with 7 minutes left. I didn't give a rip if they lost. And then some ass clown texts me at 8:15. He goes, just took Xavier money line. Let's go. Who I've already sent three different texts to about how the bet's looking. Because at halftime of that game, Texas was like minus 7.5. And the over-under was like 166. I'm sitting in my robe with my nice bedtime tea with a little whiskey and honey in there. Little limon.
Nice.
Your boy had a little bit of an allergy attack the other day. Had a heart attack last night. Texas ends up losing by 6 in the final minute.
So sorry.
A backdoor cover.
Insane.
Slap across your face. Give a rip about your bet. Here's March and it's madness all in one. Welcome to Thursday morning, Dusty Likens in Kansas City. Damn, glad to have you.
And I will never bet on Texas again.
Well, I can't because they got eliminated.
Yeah, eliminated.
That's right. So it's always fine.
Man,
it's always
choked.
Fun. It's always a great time. So today, obviously, there's tons of action, right? It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, a lot of room to chase.
Yeah, you do.
A lot of room to chase.
And I guess the positive out of that story is the fact that it is, you know, I got a bonus bet, right? It was a bonus bet where if you don't win, they give you a free one. So that's what I will use to make some obscure parlay today where I'll take all the first slate of games.
Yep.
And I'll just do over, under, over, under, over, under. And then I'll probably parlay something with KU and Missouri because they play tonight. I'll look around, see what that over is at Missouri. Drake, I think that'll be a number that you got to hit. Missouri doesn't play defense. Drake can score a lot of points.
Drake can score.
You know, there's a lot of local ties to Drake. Yeah, it's a cool story. Their coach, you know, used to coach at Northwest Missouri State. Yeah.
Dang, that's very cool.
Yeah, they play in the same conference as my alma mater, the Mules. Snouts out, roll stable.
Snouts out.
So, yeah, that game will be interesting. We'll see what Caleb Grill. We'll see if he has any props. Hunter Dickinson, I think we're good for 20 and 10.
Yeah, double-double.
I mean, if you can't give me a double-double in the first round of the tournament, I know you're playing Louisville.
Or Arkansas.
Yep. I know you're playing Arkansas. SEC. But again, Hunter Dickinson, you should be able to get, I don't know, maybe we do 15 and 10, 15 and 11, and we take the over, right? Maybe that's what we do, because just going quickly, right, looking at it right now, Arkansas, Missouri, over under 145.5. I'm taking the over. You look at Missouri, Drake, look at that, 132.5. Over.
Over, yeah.
Take both overs and then do whatever you want with the props. I would say Caleb Grill, like for instance, here would be like my quick guess parlay with Missouri, Kansas at the same one. I would take over in Kansas. Dickinson to have, if there's just one bet of it on DraftKings, like a double-double, I would say yes. So I take the over and yes, or I would do the over 15 and 10 for Hunter Dickinson. So there's a three leg in that one.
That's plus 266.
You can do the double-double?
I did 15 and 10.
Okay, and
but
the,
I look
and,
at that,
the
yeah.
and the over?
And the over, plus okay. 266.
Now add
okay.
over Mizzou and Drake, Caleb Grill, three threes.
Let's get there once my app starts working. I mean, that already, if you're just wanting to bet the KU game, that already is a pretty...
I want more. I have a bonus bet.
Same for somebody else, but No. Just about me.
Yeah.
All right, so what did you say you wanted?
So the over of 132.5, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a low over-under, unless Drake just plays amazing defense, but Missouri doesn't.
And then you want Grill over...
I just want Grill three or more threes.
Don't know if they're going to give me that.
Really?
They're not going to give me threes. They'll give me his over on points, which
okay,
is...
Okay, nine. Well, give me... What's his over under on points? 11?
12.5.
Take it.
Okay.
What's that come out to?
Plus 995.
How you doing?
Yep, so 10 for 100 right there.
Yeah. So, like that.
I like that. Here we go.
Grill's got to hit three threes.
I'm going to screenshot this.
Yeah.
And then we're going to run this by our boy Alex Gold, who's coming on the show at 9:30. He's going to do some betting previews. Let's run that by and let's see how he likes that.
Somebody says, Dusty, is Drake a lock over Mizzou? See, I'm the opposite. Everybody's taking Drake.
Yeah, it's scary.
And this isn't any bias. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't really root for a college team, to be honest with you, other than Deion Sanders. But I will say that I think what I saw yesterday, at least, the most bet on game as of right now is everyone taking Drake.
Jeez.
Plus 3.5 or whatever it is. Or 6.5.
Yeah, that makes me scared.
And then, you know, somebody says, Drake is good, Dustman. They have me worried. Please talk this down for me. Again, they don't play in the SEC. I understand they're good. These kids play in the SEC. These kids have, Missouri has kids that transfer from Duke.
Mm-hmm.
These kids have kids that transfer from Missouri, Northwest Missouri State. Okay? I understand they're good. They're playing with house money, Drake is. But let's not forget where Mizzou came from and the year Mizzou had.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Everybody's taking Drake. I will zig where everybody else zags. That's just a common thing.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.